Hi guys, welcome back to Dumb and Dumber. I'm Athena, and today I have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Maya, and I'm a junior.
And today we're going to be talking about the difference between girls gossiping and guys gossiping, because I think it's like so vastly different.
Oh no, like completely.
No, it's so crazy. I'm like, I feel like there's just like, I don't know, people think like girls talking, gossiping is like really, I don't know, it's really catty, but it's really not. I feel like it depends on what girl.
And I feel like guys just deny that they gossip. They're like, no, I would never do that. I would never say anything. Yeah. And I'm like, you literally just told me like 12 times about how this guy's like a horrible person.
Right.
And you're going to go like play football with him in like 20 minutes. What are you doing?
And then, but then you're going to say mean things to his face, but that's not like what you actually, like it's it's the wrong mean things. And like, that's what they think is like capable of like, like that's like, I'm saying it to his face. Like I'm a man. And I'm like, okay, well you just called him fat. That's not like, and then behind his back, you're saying how he's like awful and rude. And like, I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Oh yeah. Or I'm also like, just cause you don't say anything to their face doesn't mean you're not gossiping when you talk about them behind their back. Like just cause you're like not friends with them doesn't mean it's not gossip. Like it's still gossip. You're still gossiping.
I feel like girls, I think we gossip more. Like, okay. My thing is, I think there's a difference in talking bad about someone and gossiping.
Yes,
gossiping is like news, you know, it's like, did you hear about da, 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 da.
Gossiping is like sharing an account of the events.
Right.
And then like talk, like being mean about someone or talking bad about them behind their back is being like, they're a horrible person.
Yeah. Like you know? I might be like, hey, Maya, did you hear blank and blank are dating? And that's gossip. And you're like, ooh. And then it would become bad talking, bad mouthing someone if you're like, oh, they're together. Like she's so much better than him. Like then that's when it, you know, but they kind of intersect some ways, but
I feel like they can, but I also feel like, you know, sometimes you're just sharing like a wide opinion that everybody has.
Yeah. Like we're just speaking the truth.
Yeah. Or also it, like, I think a big part of like gossiping is like who you say it to, you know, like if I have a really big problem with one of my friends in my second period class, then I won't talk to someone else in my second period class about it. I'll talk to my friend that goes to another school. So it's like, I'm not like harming anyone's friendships. No harm done. You gotta
be smart about it.
I just gotta get it off my chest. Like I gotta vent.
It's like venting. Yeah, like an Among Us.
Yeah, and it's also like, I feel like this sounds like we gossip all the time. I really don't like, I'm not like that mean to people behind their back, but most of the time it's just like, can you believe that this happened? Or like, oh my God, this person like stole my idea or something like that.
No, yeah, I totally know what you mean. Or like when I talk bad about someone, honestly, this sounds like what a dude would say. I would say it to their face. But the reason why I don't say it to their face is just like, it's so random. Like you're not gonna just bring that up. You're not like, oh, like your Instagram post like kind of looks weird at this angle, but like it's not a big deal. Like obviously it's not a big deal. I don't really care. Like no one cares. The person wouldn't care either. But it's just like, I'm going to just say it to someone. Like that's just my opinion. And it's not it's not even like really like talking about it. It's just like, oh, like I like not my style of editing, which is like, okay,
or it's
who
like,
cares?
I'm like,
it's that's my opinion. Your Instagram post, do whatever you want.
I'm like, you don't need to, like, it's not going to benefit them to know how I feel about this. So they don't really need to know. Like if I'm like, oh, I really hated their slideshow theme.
Right.
Like they don't need to know that.
They're gonna be like, okay, cool. I don't care.
And they're gonna be like, why are you telling me this? Like
right.
There's no thing.
Exactly.
And it's also, I'm like, everybody is judging everybody. Like when people are like, I don't gossip. I'm like, you are just like horrendous in your own head. Like that's all. Like
I'm just horrendous out loud.
Yeah. And it's also like, I always, this is so bad. I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll usually like, when I gossip, I'll like follow it up with something else. Like I'm like, this has absolutely nothing to do with her as a person. I just don't like working with her on this. And usually that's true.
Yeah.
Like usually it's not like I think someone has poor character. I just like don't like their pants.
Most of the time it's like, unless it's like something really serious or I'm close with someone and I have an issue with someone, first of all, I'll probably talk to them.
Yes.
And then, but if it's not about that and it's like, this actually has nothing to do with their character. Like I think they're a nice person. I just think it's kind of strange that they do blank. You know, it's like, when someone has like a weird habit, you're like,
like that.
Okay, cool. That's kind of odd. But like, you'll go talk about it. But it's not even like talking trash. It's like, they're such a nice person that doesn't take anything away from that.
Yeah. And I feel like when guys gossip though, especially about girls,
it's
so mean. Like it's so horrible.
I want to get a guy's perspective on this, honestly. Like, I want to know if they think it's mean. Because some of these guys, they're so awful. Like, oh, I am in a class with like sports broadcasting. I'm like one out of two girls in this class. Sometimes they will say such mean things. Like, for example, the other day, like we were trying to set up one of the guys in our class with some girl, and we're like, hey, like look at this picture of her. He goes, ew, get that away from me. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, watch your mouth. Like, I understand like not his type, but I was like, you're dramatic. You're so dramatic, dude.
No, yeah. And it's also like, if somebody will show me a picture of someone that's just not my type, I'll be like, oh, they're cute, just not my type. Or like, oh, like they're cute, I just probably wouldn't date them. Or something
like
that.
Not for me. Like, even if it's just like a not for me.
Yeah, and it's also, I'm like, there's...
But the ew, I was like, oh!
Yeah, no, or like, they're so... It's like so uncalled for, too. No, it's like this girl so that you don't know. Uncalled for. And they're so mean about it.
They're so mean. But, I don't know, I think girls can sometimes be like this. This isn't like, I think it kind of goes both ways sometimes.
No, I
it
think
But it's like different. I think guys are like that with like appearances, but like girls are like... We're like, oh, like.
I feel like girls, it's more about like what guys will do. Like icks and stuff like that is a big girl thing. Yeah. Where it's like, oh my God.
More about actions and looks.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh my God, like I saw him doing XYZ thing and like now I literally can't take him seriously anymore.
Right. No.
Or like there was this guy I knew that would like put on glasses to drive. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Bad.
No, but it's just like regular, like not sunglasses, just like regular vision glasses.
Okay. I don't think that's bad.
No. But it's like stuff like that will be an ick for girls where like guys will be like, oh my God, like, she looks like a hippo and be like, that's fine. Like literally.
No,
and
I'm
like, what are you saying?
Oh my God, they're so awful about it. Like for me, I was just like, he kind of like did this thing and doesn't make me like.
The biggest ick for me with guys is the emojis that they use. That's the stuff that I will talk about. Or no, but like using the laughing crying emoji unironically or that like big eye emoji that's like the sad the, like, puppy eye emoji. Yeah. Oh, stuff like that. That's when I will be like, I can't believe that he did this. No, and then guys, it's like, she's so ugly. And it just, I'm like, well,
have you seen her thighs?
Yeah, stuff like that. It's definitely like,
I'm like, whoa. Dude.
And they're like so specific. And also I feel like guys just do in general more like shady stuff where it's like, have you seen the thing on TikTok where people will be like, yeah, he asked me for a fit check every day and I didn't realize why. Stuff like that where it's like, okay, I would not do that. Like I would not do that kind of thing.
No way.
And then guys like think it's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
No, I know what you mean. But I don't know. I feel like it's just really interesting. But I don't know. Sometimes, okay, so I'm dating Alex, right? And like sometimes I'll gossip with him and sometimes he doesn't understand like why I'm making such a big deal out of something. Like I'll be like, okay. So there's this girl who was like dressed up for her birthday and I was like, huh, really interesting choices there, right? And he was like, that's mean. And I was like, no, it's not. It's not mean. Like I'm just saying like I wouldn't have worn that. That's all that I mean.
No, my thing is like I am mean sometimes. I do own up to it. I'm like, I understand that I'm being mean.
I will understand that I'm mean, but I'm like, how do you not understand that like what I'm thinking right now? And I'm like, why'd she wear that? And then he'll be like, I don't see the issue in it. But maybe that's like a clothes ordeal.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I was like, dude, like back me up here. But we'll gossip about other things.
When I like gossip with my guy friends, I'll literally be like, you need to get into the girl mindset and understand why this is an issue for me right now.
Exactly.
Or like, okay, there's like the good side and bad side of having those friends that when you say something, you're like, this person's really bothering me because of this. And they're like, I don't really get why. Like, that's a good thing too.
No,
it's like, keep me humble, keep me realistic.
I agree.
But also sometimes
it's
like,
annoying.
I'm like, I need you to just be like, how could she do that?
No, yeah. Like, okay, I think someone perfect, like who has a perfect balance of that with me is Trisha. Because Trisha will support my delusions all the way. But at the same time, if she thinks I'm like being outrageous, she'll be like, Athena. Like when she knows the delusion will actually affect someone, she'll be like, okay, like let's be for real. Like it's really not that deep.
Like
you're right. Thanks for letting me know. I'm still pissed. And she's like, it's fine if you're pissed, but you have to realize like it's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, you're right. But like sometimes she'll like support me. She'll be like, yeah, I don't know why the hell they did that. You know, like, uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I feel like guys, when you try and gossip with them too, they want to give you a solution.
No.
I'm like, I know how to solve my, like, I'll be like.
Like, this isn't a problem. This is fine. Like, I just need to vent.
Yeah. No, I'll be like, oh my God, I got invited to like two different things on the same night. And like, I really like both of the people. Or it's like, I really don't like one of the people, but I already promised her I would go. And the second person asked me. And they're like, okay, so just go to one for half the time, leave and go to the other.
And I'm like,
that's not the problem. This is not, I understand how to break up 4 hours into two and two.
I've thought of that myself. Don't worry. But it's just like, don't give me a solution. I just want to. You to hear my rant and I'm being like, oh, that's kind of awkward. Like, oh my God, like I need to hear out my entire like thought process, you know?
Yeah. Or they're like, just go talk to her about it. And I'm like, no, this isn't an issue that they need to know about because it's also like a lot of the times I'll get upset with people for doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of that. And I'm like, I'll talk and I'll be like, they didn't do anything wrong, but for some reason this is really annoying me.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, but they were just trying to help you. And I'm like, I understand that she was just trying to help me.
But it annoys me.
But I'm like, it frustrates me and I just need you to understand that because once I get over this, then I'll be able to be like, oh, she's just trying to help me and I can move
on. Right.
But
once I talk about it, I'll be fine.
Like, no, I'm like, it's going to circulate in my brain until it like exits the loop when I speak about it.
No,
so I need
understand.
It to exit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because if it's in my head for longer, I'll become more resentful for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do that. So I have to tell someone and I'm like, this is actually helping than hurting. And this isn't even like, this is me. Like, I think it's whenever I do stuff like that, it's more to get a different perspective on things.
Yeah.
I'm more of like, am I being insane or is this completely valid? You know those, like, I can't even say it. You know those things on TikTok with, like, the Minecraft, and it's like, oh, am I the, you know?
Yes, like, am I the person wrong in this situation? Yeah, exactly. And then they go through the whole scenario.
Yes, and I'm like, I need that consistently. Yeah. I wish I had an AI robot who could understand human emotion to that, like, niche level and do that for me all the time. So then I wouldn't need to tell other people.
I also feel like gossip makes the world go around. Like, I would love to, like, research this, which would never happen because I don't have the time or energy for that. But, like, how gossip has been important to society in the past. Because, like,
especially when
you think about, like, women not really being able to do anything, like, they kept society informed. And I think that's still true.
I agree.
Like, keeping people up to date with stuff. Because I, like, learn about
stuff.
That's
so how many we're things. Journalists.
Yes, I know. Communicate the information, get the info out.
It's because we're, like, huge gossipers. I'm kidding. you know, but yeah. So that's all we have for you guys this week. We will talk to you guys next time. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.